Martha.
Good evening, Martha.
Good evening.
You're the first to arrive.
Okay.
Were you on the morning call or not? I haven't looked to see who was there.
I was on the noon call. I did slip code later that morning.
That's right. I didn't make sleep this morning either.
Oh, okay.
I believe some others have arrived.
Brandon.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Okay. You can find the handout. As we explained this morning, you'll hear it again. On the revealed wisdom matrix, which is on the revealed wisdom link, when you get to the matrix, it's in the last row in row 19, the third column from the left. That's the recordings. I'm sorry. You'll find the link on the Revealed Wisdom page. It's the first link at the top, and it's describing the energy for the year 5780. When that opens up, you will need to scroll down a little over an inch to a section that says Tanakh verses and Pasukim. And to summarize what we had talked about this morning briefly and quickly, and please recognize the summary is inadequate. The energy for the year 5780 has two components, a revealed component and a concealed component. The revealed component is in the name of the year. It's clearly compensate, because the Hebrew word for compensate is also the name of the year when permutated, when you rearrange the letters. There is a concealed energy as well, and that word, that concealment, from my perspective and what I received as the information, meaning my connection, my meditations, come from the word shefa, because the letters shin and pei are in the name of the year, and there's a hey in the name of the year. But the hay needs to be substituted by an ayin. And when that takes place, the word becomes shefa. And shefa is the channel of God's goodness to all of us. So my perception, the concealed energy has to be revealed. And the people who reveal it are us. And we do so through meditation, we do so through prayer, we do so through actions. And some of those actions are studying the verses that connect to the energy of the year. And that's where we're going to start in this section called the Tanakh Verses and Pasukim. When the Gematria is 5780, there is one verse in the Tanakh that has that same Gematria in a verse. The verse is 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 20. Now you'll notice the structure that I have put for the verses as we go through them, and there are a lot of verses. We'll probably have over 20 verses that we'll be looking at tonight. The structure is the verses in Hebrew with vowels, so you can read it. And then it's in Hebrew without vowels, so that you can recognize that the vowels come from the Masoretic text. They come from the way we traditionally read the Torah. But there are many different ways of understanding how to read the Torah. And that comes from changing the vowels on words. That's just some of the ways. So I've also given you the transliteration so that if you do not read Hebrew, you can read the transliteration, which are English letters that will make you duplicate the sounds of the Hebrew words. And then I've given you a translation. Below that, you will have some information about the gematria of the verse. So let us start with the first verse, 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 20. And we'll start with a L'shem Yehud, which is the tool to unify all of the people who are with us on the conference call and all of the people who will eventually hear the recordings. L'shem Yehud kutcha b'rechu ishkinte b'tchilu erchimu udhilu udhilu erchimu le'akta l'shem yudhei b'vavhei v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenehu. Vayishlach Shaul malachim lekachat et David vayared lehakat panvim nivim ushmuel odmed Nitzav aleihem Wati al malakei Shaul Ruach Elohim Vayitna be'u gam hema. Now I'm going to scroll to the English translation. And Shaul sent messengers to take David. And when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying, and Samuel standing as head over them, the Spirit of God came upon the messengers of Shaul, and they also prophesied. This is from the book of Samuel, the book of. But it's really talking about the process where Shaul, who was king in Israel, the first king in Israel, was appointed by Hashem, utilizing the prophet Samuel, and the people had asked for a king, and both the prophet Samuel and Hashem were upset. And there was a question asked throughout the ages. In the Torah, God says we are to appoint a king in Israel. And yet when the people asked for a king, God is upset. He's upset. He's angry. And Samuel, his prophet, becomes angry. So if God doesn't want a king to be appointed, why put it in the Torah? And the answer that comes from the sages is that the reasoning behind the people wanting a king was not proper reasoning. It wasn't good reasoning. It was false. It was selfish. It wasn't sharing. The reason the people wanted a king was so that they would be just like everybody else. That same conflict is playing out in the land of Israel today, in the modern state of Israel, when it was founded in 1948. It was founded with these dual objectives that are mutually exclusive. The dual objectives is we want to be a country like every other country, and we want to be the Jewish country where we can be Jewish and be connected to Hashem. And another level, what this duality is saying is there are people in the children of Israel who want physicality. They want to be connected to physicality. But the job of the Jewish people, the job of the children of Israel, is to be connected to spirituality. And this conflict is playing out throughout the generations over and over. But it is significant, as we will see in my opinion. There are 24 words in this verse, which means it's connected to the concept of day and night, of light and vessel. The word day is a code word for light. The word night is a code word for a lack of light, a desire. There is light, which is fulfillment, and there is darkness, which is vessel, which is desire to receive. There are 98 letters in this verse. And the number 98 connects to the number of curses in the Tanakh in this week's portion. The parasha of Ki Tavoh has 98 curses. And we learn in Kabbalah the curses are not curses, they're blessings in concealment. But the number 98 connects to the last, the 13th attribute of mercy, Vinakeh. Vinakeh means to cleanse. The curses are cleansing, and that's why they're blessings. I'm not going to spend the rest of the time to look at each verse in its first letters and last letters as we do every week in the Gematria section of our emails. But to understand this one verse that is connecting to the number 5780 is talking about prophecy. The prophecy, it goes to normal everyday people. And it's an indication that this is potentially what could happen if we are ready for it. I'm continuing to scroll down to the next verse. There are two verses that connect to the number 780. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 5 is one of the two. Vayosef Adonai Yoheh Waheh Daber Elai Od Lemor. And Hashem spoke unto me yet again, saying, this is a reinforcement of this concept that potentially Hashem can speak to each one of us if we are willing to listen, if we are willing to make the effort, if we are willing to learn the tools. There are 22 letters and 6 words. The 6 words represent Zerampin, or more commonly called heaven. The 22 letters connects to the 22 Hebrew letters. If someone has the time, they could look to say which Hebrew letters are missing and which Hebrew letters are within the verse, because this will be meaningful to you as well. The second verse that relates to the number 780 is 1 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 30. Ben Hashavya, Ben Amatsya, Ben Hilkiya. The son of Hashabia, the son of Amaziah, and the son of Hilkiah. I'm not familiar to be able to express to you where in the history, which book of the Torah is it coming from? Genesis or Exodus? That is describing these three people. And what is the meaning of their names? What are the attributes that relate to that? But these attributes will impact our year. There are 21 letters in this verse, not 22, 21. The 21 is connecting to the name of God, Echye. You're famous for Echye Asher Echye, I am that I am, from the name that Hashem gave to Moses to reveal to the children of Israel as a code to know that he was a chosen prophet. He was the chosen redeemer. All of these are hints that the connection to Shefa is available to us. But we have to do the work. And the concept of compensation is available to us. But don't be foolish and think it's going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen tomorrow on Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the year. Everything's going to be right. We have to be doing the work over the next 10 years. Yes, Mashiach can come each and every day of those 10 years. But as somebody has written that I read recently, when you ask for Mashiach and you choose to call for Mashiach, are you doing the mistake that the generation of Enosh did, where you call for a Mashiach, but you forget to call for Hashem to come? You can't depend on another person, the Mashiach, to make your connection to Hashem. Hashem wants each and every one of us to make our own connections. That's my opinion. This next section you're going to find very interesting. This section has verses from the Tanakh with the name of the year concealed within the letters of the verse. And there is no blockages to that concealed energy of compensation. There's no separation between the letters Pei Tav Shin Pei or Tav Shin Pei. And there are 13 verses, and we know the number 13 connects to unity, to Echad, to oneness. Two of these 13 have the name of a year twice within each verse. So there is a total of 15 times that this word, Tav Shin Pei, is revealed in the Torah. And now I'm listing the verses without giving you the Hebrew, and then we will look at each verse individually. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 12. Isaiah 32, verse 19. Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 4 has two occurrences. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 2. Ezekiel chapter 23, verse 36. Exodus chapter 9, verse 31 has two occurrences. Leviticus chapter 13, verse 8. Leviticus chapter 13, verse 23. Leviticus chapter 13, verse 28. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 3. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 17. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 41. Jonah chapter 2, verse 6. There are four verses where the name of the year has blockages, has letters between them. In this case, one letter between the three letters of Tav Shin Pei. Those four verses are Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. It's a very famous verse. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 29. Job chapter 34, verse 22. With the 15 times that the name of the year, Tav Shin Pei, 5780, plus the four names with the blockages of one letter, totals 19 times that the name appears in the verse. And this is connecting to the name of Chava, to Eve. And the translation of Chava is a mother of life, or the mother of life. All of these hints, all of these are connecting and teaching us. This is one of the decades, this is one of the opportunities for the completion of the tikkun. We just have to do the work. So Isaiah chapter 26, verse 12. Adonai Yoheh Waheh Tishpot Shalom Lanu Ki Gam Kol Maaseinu Fa'alta Lanu. You'll notice that I separated out the letters in a different size. Tav Shin Pei. I don't do that in all of the verses. I did it in the first few to help you understand how to look for them. The translation of this verse, Hashem, thou wilt establish peace for us, for thou hast indeed wrought all our works for us. I think the words are clear. The opportunity for peace exists in this decade. Will you do the work? 6 words connecting to Zerontin, heaven. 21 letters connecting to Echie. And this last line I do for these verses, and I will explain what is the meaning. This verse connects to the years 5780 and also to 5784. If you look at the Hebrew verse, if you look at the small size, Tav Shin Pei, the next letter is a Tav. The gematria of the Tav is 400. But the small gematria of the Tav is 4. It's an indication that this verse is more active. It's active in all 10 of the years of the decade, but it's more active in the year 5784, as well as the year 5780. I hope that's clear and that you'll be able to apply it and understand it for these other verses. Continuing to scroll down. Verse Isaiah chapter 32, verse 19. Uvarad bedredet ayar uvashifla tishpal hayir. Do you see the second to the last word? Bashin pe lamed. It has Tav Shin Pei without any separation. And the Lamed represents the third year of the decade. The translation, and it shall hail in the downfall of the forest, but the city shall descend into the valley. Obviously, this is a coded verse. But the city shall descend into the valley. Is it talking about the city of Hashem that comes from heaven? One doesn't know. One has to look at the whole structure of that chapter in Isaiah. Six words connects to heaven, to Zerontin. 26 letters is telling us it's a direct connection to Hashem, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. And it is a verse that is active or more active in the year 5780 and 5783. Ezekiel. Chapter 20, verse 4. And in this verse, there are 2 occurrences of the name of the year. Hatishpot otam, hatishpot ben adam, et hoato avot. Avotam hodiyem. The translation. Wilt thou judge them, son of man? Wilt thou judge them? Cause them to know the abominations of their fathers. There are 9 words. But based on the 37 letters, we know it's connecting to the Chachma of wisdom. connecting to the Sefirah of Chachma, which is wisdom. And the 37 letters is connecting to Bina, which is constant. Chachma and Bina are always connected. And so this is connecting to the years 5780 and 5786 and 5789. Recognize the word. Tashin Pe Vav. Tashin Pe. It's concealed in the word that says the judgment, but it's really saying the compensation. And it's really saying His compensation, the Vav at the end of the word, His compensation is concealed in the word judgment. His folks. And let me stress, it doesn't mean your judgment. Notice that the word tishpot is twice, the first word and the third word. But the first word doesn't have the vav, whereas the second one does. It's a very significant item that I'm pointing out to you, whatever the meaning. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 2. Ve'ata ben Adam, atishpot et ir hadamim, behodata et kol to avoteha. Please notice the word tishpot. Both of them lack the vav. Reading the translation. Now you, son of man, wilt thou judge? Wilt thou judge the bloody city? Then cause her to know all her abominations. Is this applying to our generation, to our history going on right now? Is the bloody city Jerusalem? As the prophecies have implied. What do the prophecies say? It's a negative prophecy. It does not have to happen. It says that Jerusalem will be taken over by the children of Ishmael, the Arabs, and it will be a difficult time for the people living there. But it will only last a year or 9 months, some say. And then Mashiach will come and break the city out of the Arab grasp and return it to the children of Israel, to the Jews. These are the prophecies as I understand them. There are 12 words, which is understandable from what I just said, because it's describing the 12 tribes of Israel. But there's only two and a half tribes in the current state of the children of Israel, that of the tribe of Yehuda, that of the tribe of Benjamin, what's left of the tribe of Benjamin, and what's left of the tribe of Levi, which are also the priests, the Kohanim. 48 letters, and we are taught that the 48, there are 48 ways to learn Torah. The Perkei Avot, part of the Talmud that people consider close to the Kabbalah. is the per kea vote. But words that translate as the 48, the word jubilee, yovel. The yovel is in this decade, potentially. We don't know when the yovel is. We don't know when the year of jubilee is. We lost track. We don't know the counting. But here is a hint that it's in this decade. Which of the 10 years? We shall see. But again, only if we do the work. It relates to the years 5780 and 5789. Does that mean that the Jubilee is 5789? Stick around. Make sure you're here for when it happens. Remember, I'm going to be living at least 300 more years. And you need to stick around to prove me right. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 5. That is an error on my part, this section. There, I could not find the name of the year in that verse. Verse 6 of 16, Ezekiel chapter 23, verse 36. Vayomer Adonai Yohei Wahei Eli Ben Adam Hatishpot Et Hahala Uyet Ahaliva Vahageid Lachen Et ho'avotehen. The translation. Hashem said, moreover unto me, son of man, wilt thou judge Oholah and Oholiba? Then declare unto them their abominations. Again, it's the word judge. But look. Was it spelled with a vav? When a word is spelled with the vavs, it's a complete word. It means that the energy of that word is complete. When the vav is missing, it is incomplete. And it can be spelled either way. So it's significant to us when it's spelled that way. There are 14 words which is connecting to King David. 56 letters which connects to the word Yom, day. And who? The me. And the man. Adam is 45. With a yud. Adam is 50. With the vav, it becomes and the man is 56. And water, and mayim, what is that all about? Water is chesed, it's loving kindness. Do you think we will find loving kindness in the word in the year 5786 and in 5780? We've seen how fast the world can appear to be judgmental. can turn around even faster. The name Ohola connects to the Hebrew word that translates as a tent, and it actually translates as the following: going towards the tent covering. It also translates as aloha, aloe wood, the aloe tree or bush. What is the energy of aloe? Soothing. Oholiba connects to my sharing towards the tent, towards my tent. Not sharing, I'm sorry. My staring towards my tent, my longing for Hashem. You need to have the desire to be close to Hashem to help this verse work. Or maybe the verse is going to activate your desire to be closer to Hashem. Exodus chapter 9, verse 31. There are two occurrences, and you will find them in the reverse order. That means that the pei is the first letter, the shin is the second letter, and the taf is the third letter. Rather than the name of the year, where the taf is the first letter, the shin is the second letter, and the pei is the third letter. Here is the verse in Hebrew. Baha pishta, baha shora, nukata ki ha sora, avi baha pishta givo. And the flax and the barley were smitten, for the barley was in the ear, and the locust was upon the flax. And here is a more literal translation. And the flax and the barley were smitten, for the barley was the spring barley, and the flax was in bloom. Eight words connects to Bina, understanding. 37 letters connects to the concealed aspect of Bina, as well as the energy of the name Hedo. And this verse connects to 5780, but also 5785. Leviticus chapter 13, verse 8. Lira ha-kohen v'hine pascha ha-mispachat ba'or v'timo ha-kohen tzara'at hu. Excuse me. Tzara'at hi. The translation. And the priest shall look, and behold, if the scab be spread in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is tzarat, leprosy. Doesn't sound like a positive verse, does it? But if you know you're unclean, if you know you're impure, you can do things to change it. There are 10 words connecting to the 10 Sephirot. 42 letters connects to the Anabakoa, to the name that is used in creation. Verse Leviticus chapter 13, verse 23 is also in reverse order. Wim tachteha tamun habaheret lo pasata tsaravet hashin hi betiharo hakohen But if the bright spots stay in its place and be not spread, it is the scar of the boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. There are 11 letters connecting to the Ketoret, getting closer to Hashem. Is the number of blood, dam, which has a judgmental aspect, but it's also living aspect, that of the immune system, which is in the blood. And this will connect to the years 5780 and 5781. Leviticus chapter 13, verse 28. Le'im tachtecha tamod habacheret lo pasta va'or le'ike ha'seyet amichvahi v'ticharo ha'kohen ki tzaravet ha'mikvahi. The translation. And if the bright spots stay in its place and be not spread in the skin, but be dim, it is the rising of the burning, and the priest shall pronounce him clean, for it is the scar of the burning. 18 words connecting to chai, the Hebrew word for life. The number of letters is 68, connecting to the plural of life, chaim. Again, this is the year 5780 and 5781. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 3. Pane ratzutz lo yishbor upishta ke hali lo yikadena lemet yotzio Mishpat. The last word is judgment. The last word is without the vav. But in this word, in this verse, we see it twice. Because the fifth word has Pishta as the word of the name of the year in reverse order. So in one way it's going forward, in another way it's going in reverse. What does that change about the energy? We will need to find out. The translation. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the dimly burning wick shall he not quench. He shall make the right to go forth according to the truth. The number of words is 11, connecting to the Ketoret, getting closer to God, being drawn closer to God. And again, 42 letters. And it connects to 2 years. I only wrote one, 5780 and 5786, but I noticed that it was had the first twice. my mistake. The last word does not have it. It has the mem can be substituted with a tav. When that happens, we have the word. But that will not occur till 5789. And the question is, will Mashiach come before then? We hope. We know. We desire. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 17.
Amozio reke wasus saili aizus yachdav yishkedu bal yakumu yaku kapishta kalu.
For some reason I have left off the translation. Not going to take the time to go look it up now. But there are 12 words connecting to the 12 tribes of Israel. There are 49 letters that connect to the 49 days of the counting of the Omer, leading up to Shavuot, the giving of the Torah. And these are the years 5780 and 5782. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 41.
Eich nilkada sheshach watita feis techilat kol haaretz eich hayta l'shama bavel bagoyim.
Some people may be saying, thinking to themselves by looking at the fourth word, it's Taf Pei Shin, it's out of order. But if you go to the fifth word, the letter Taf is the first letter, and then go back in reverse order, it becomes Taf Shin Pei. An interesting understanding. What is the English translation? How is Sheshach taken? And the praise of the whole earth is seized. How is Babylon become an astonishment among the nations? There are 10 words connecting to the 10 Sephiroth. There are 37 letters connecting to the Sephiroth Bina of understanding. Know that Babel is the country of Iran. Babel is the Hebrew word for confusion. Jonah, chapter 2, verse 6.
Afafuni ma'im ad nefesh tehom yisovaveni suf chavosh leroshi.
The waters compassed about me, even to the soul. The deep was round about me. The weeds were wrapped around my head. 9 words connecting to Yesod or Chachma. 36 letters connecting to the 36 Tzaddikim, who are both the 36 revealed Tzaddikim and the 36 concealed tzaddikim. And as I have indicated to you, in our generation, I am of the opinion that there are no revealed tzaddikim, only the concealed tzaddikim. The four verses that have a blockage to the revelation of the name, revelation of the energy. But let us learn what that blockage is. Exodus chapter 15, verse 11, the very famous verse. Mikamocha ba'elim Adonai Yohewahe. Mikamocha nedar bakodesh. No ra tehilot o sefele. Who is like unto thee, Hashem, among the mighty? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? The blockages are the letters Ayin and He. These are the letters that appear between Taf, Shin, and Pe. He and Ayin can be translated as seeing physicality. In order to transform the He to an Ayin and to reveal the Shefa, the concealed energy of the year, one needs to remove the seeing of physicality as the primary method of perceiving the world. We will never lose completely the ability to see physicality. It's a good thing that we see physicality, but not as our primary method. We need to see through the illusion. And that's what we can accomplish during this decade, during this next year. There are 12 words connecting to the 12 tribes of Israel, but also the Tree of Life has three columns connecting to the four major sefirot of Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, and Malchut. 42 letters connecting to the Ana B'Koach and the energy of creation. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 16. Af ani ese zot lachem vehi chati alehem behala et hashachetet ve'et hakadachat mekalod einayim umdivot nafesh uzratem larik zarachem lakaluhu oyavehem. The translation, I also will do this unto you. I will appoint terror over you, even consumption and fever, that shall make the eyes to fail and the soul to languish. And ye shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. The blockage in this verse is the He and the Chet. One needs to remove the Chet, the sin. And the word Chet is one of three Hebrew words that translate as sin. There are 21 words connecting to Echiye, to Bina, the world that is coming. 92 letters is 91 plus the Kolel. And 91 is the unity of the physical and spiritual worlds. And this would be wrapped in a stronger connection to Hashem, which is what the Kolel represents. Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 29.
We are Jehoiakim, Melech Yehuda, Tomar, Ko Amar Hashem. Ata sarafta et ham kila, azod lemor, madua katavta leha, lemor bo yavo melech bavel vehishpit et haaretz azot, vehishpit mimena adam uvema.
And concerning Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, thou shalt say, thus says the Lord, thou hast burned his scroll, saying, why hast thou written therein, saying, the king of Babylon shall certainly come and destroy this land, and shall cause to cease from there man and beast. A very frightening prophecy. The number of words is 30, connecting to the letter Lamed, which means to teach or teacher. But 30 is also the gematria for the name Yehuda, for the tribe of Yehuda, for the Jews. Does this mean this is the prophecy that will happen? Negative prophecies do not have to happen. We need to be doing our work. There are 115 words, excuse me, letters, and 115 connects to the word hazak, which means strength or power. But it also is the same gematria of the word for ha'am, the people. And teach a mouth, having to do with Lashon Hara and correcting it, so that this negative prophecy does not have to manifest. Job chapter 34, verse 22.
Ein hoshech ve'ein sal mavet le'isater sham po'alei awen.
The translation, there is no darkness nor shadow of death where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. The blockage is the resh and the mem sofit, which spells the word ram, meaning to elevate or to be elevated. Remove this blockage, which is arrogance, this prophecy will come true. Eight words connecting to Bina, the world that is coming, and 29 letters connecting to the word Av, which represents a metaphor for Hachma. We have completed our analysis, but of course we have not completed the analysis. We've completed our class. There is a lot of information. It's overwhelming. It will take time to absorb it. You have 10 years. What I have just covered in two years, which will be expanded upon, Bezrat Hashem, if I have time, if Hashem allows me. We have a wonderful year ahead of us. What will we do with it? Are there any questions?
Uh-huh.
be able to ask questions anytime over the next 10 years. But the earlier the questions, the earlier the revelation. Shalom Gadol to all. Have a beautiful Shabbat
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It was such a lot of work. Oh, gosh, do we ever appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. And you also know how much more there is there that I didn't have time to do. So, over time, Hashem, be well. Yeah. Shalom.
Grant us 10 years so we can do it. Thank you.
Exactly. That's why we need the 300 plus years. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.